Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia.
Hi, this is Tom Meglia. Welcome to the program Knowing the Economy of God. Heard every Saturday on KKLA at 3:30. And KKLA, of course, is 99.5 FM. How are you? I'm your financial planner with The Face for Radio. Tom Meglia, registered investment advisor, chartered financial consultant, accredited estate planner, and master of science in financial services. How are you doing today? Pretend I'm riding along with you. You're probably driving around doing something. I'm in the front seat talking to you, and I'm talking about money and finance and God's economy. That's why the program is titled Knowing the Economy of God. Well, I'm a financial planner with 27 years of experience and a Christian, and I like to tell people and talk to people and coach people about finances. That's why I'm one of the Crown Financial Coaches and Referral Counselors for Southern California. So if you call Crown Ministries, you're likely to get my name as a referral for Crown Financial Ministries coaching. Anyway, I really welcome you to the program today, and I'd like to talk to you more about what the program is. I titled it Knowing the Economy of God after my upcoming book that should be out in April by ACW Press, and that's called Knowing the Economy of God. What else? And the program is based on all those principles I wrote about in the book. And that, I hope and believe, and I believe it is, emulating the Bible, which is God's economy, God's writing. So let me read a scripture to you just to give you an idea more about what this program's about if you haven't heard it before. Ready for this? 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16. That is a great scripture to kick us off here, isn't it? It really is. It just talks about exactly the fact that God's word is inspired by him, written by him. That's how I found his economy. And what is God's economy? It's basically four main anchor principles. The first anchor, God is the one and true only owner of everything. Our time, our talents, monies, treasures, everything. How about a scripture on the first anchor, God is the owner? Psalm 24, 1 and 2. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, for he founded it upon the oceans and established it upon the waters. In Deuteronomy 8, 18, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. It is he who gives us the ability to produce wealth. So let's not forget God. Those are main important thoughts that back up God as the owner. And that's what God's economy is. It's something that's written by him, developed by him. I'm nothing more than a messenger to share with you, hopefully in love, what God says about his economy. Now back to those four anchors that the book and the program are based on. I mentioned number one, God is the owner, the one and true only owner. Number two, we're just the servant steward managers of what doesn't belong to us, what does not belong to us. So we're the servant, we're the steward of what belongs to God to honor him. Anchor three, giving is the natural and first order of stewardship. And number four, contentment is a goal for every Christian. That's the fourth anchor. So we have four anchors the entire program and book are based on, and my teaching, coaching, and advice. God is owner, we're the manager or steward. Giving is the first order of stewardship, the natural order, the first thing to do of being a good steward, and our goal is to become content Christians. Okay, that's basically after Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, and I'll be content whatever the circumstances, Paul said in Philippians 4:11 and 12 and 13. So that's the key right there, those four anchors. Now, today, we're still talking about God as owner, and the principle we're covering, the economic principle, is about bribing or bribery. Now, when we talk about understanding each anchor and each principle in the Bible that fall under those four anchors, there's a recipe I've developed that I really believe is the key to understanding and dissecting each of these economic principles or Bible economics that God has created. And the recipe goes like this. Number one, we cite the scripture. Exactly what is the scripture that has the authority that everything is based on? Number two, what is the economic principle that that scripture is alluding to or stating? Number three, application. How do you apply what we're learning about God's economy to your normal and everyday life? And number four, the prayer of change. Praying to God so that He'll change what we do and the way we are to conform to His word. That's the recipe. So let's get moving, okay? Let's talk about bribing today. And let's talk about what that means. So, and incidentally, before we go further, I want to make sure that we talk about the fact that in God's economy, we're trying to go against two worldly attitudes regarding money and finances and worldly economics. The first that we fight against is how the world tries to keep God out of things. We don't want to do that. We want to keep God in everything, especially our finances, because Jesus is not just Savior of our lives, but Lord, Lord of all parts, especially the financial. So we want God to be in all things. And number two, our ego, the world thinks our ego is supreme and should rule. The world thinks, oh, do whatever you want to do. You're the king. You're a mini God. Do what you want to do. Wrong. We do not rule. We surrender as Christians to God our choices and decisions about economic and other issues, especially in finances. God rules. I don't. God says what to do. I need to follow. I don't rule. God does. So He is the ruler, the supreme being. Okay? That's the main thing. So two worldly attitudes we rebuke or debunk. Keeping God out of things and our ego is supreme and we should rule. Both of those we're not doing. We're surrendering our choices and decision-making to God. That's very important. Now, when we talk about bribes, and that's one of the economic principles in the Bible, it's all over the Bible. What is a bribe? Well, Webster's Dictionary says, a bribe is something that influences or induces another to act. To give a bribe, something stolen, money or favor given to or promised to a person in a position of power or trust to influence that person's decision, their judgment, or their conduct. Okay? That's what bribes do. They induce or influence. Now, a bribery is the act of giving or taking a bribe. And in God's economy, being involved in either part is a sin. Okay? Being involved in a bribe is a sin. Now, some people think, well, if my price is high enough, I'll do it. I'll sell out. I'll give in if the price is high enough. So we have to ask ourselves, what is our price? What will we do if the price is high enough? If someone says, I'll let your child into this school free of charge, what would you do for that if it was a school you wanted your child to attend and they really weren't qualified, or perhaps you didn't have the money or they didn't have the grades, but you were willing to say, well, this isn't a bartering situation or negotiation, but there's a way to bribe someone to change or pervert justice or honesty. And that's what bribes do. So do we have a price? What is our price? That's the key thing. And bribery sometimes can be thought of as saying something wrong or that something we don't believe in order to gain favor. It doesn't have to be tangible all the time. Bribing isn't just about handing someone money and getting something in return. It could be votes. It could be personal favor. It could be all kinds of issues. So when you think about a bribe, giving a bribe, taking one, being involved in one, doesn't have to be financial in order. It doesn't have to be a money thing, a financial thing. It can be a lot of other issues involved, okay? For example, would you vote a certain way if you got something in return by someone in power? Maybe not money, but a position of influence, or you had political gain, something like that. So there could be so many issues involved in bribing. And we want to make sure that we understand, first of all, that if we are involved in a bribe, either way, that it is a sin against God. And we are accountable to God because He's our owner. That's very important. Bribes also distort honesty. They distort justice. They go against fairness. Many times it's the same thing as stealing or being involved in dishonest acts, that kind of thing. We don't want to be one that gives a bribe, offers a bribe, or receives one. So remember, that's very, very important. Okay, now we're coming up to a break. After the break, we'll talk about the scriptures that discuss bribing, the economic principles that follow that, the application to your normal life, and then the prayer of change. Okay, so hang on with us. We've got a 2-minute break coming up, and then we'll talk more about being involved in a bribe and what exactly it is. But we do know this for sure. Bribes are really frowned upon by God because they're sin. We'll catch you in a little bit.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan, plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, welcome back after the break. You know, one thing about bribing, as we continue to talk about what a bribe is in God's economy, and, you know, when we bribe or be involved in a bribe, we're basically doing the opposite of trusting God. And we're saying that we're owner, not God. That's why it falls under the ownership category. We're saying, hey, I know better than God does. I can't get such and such, whatever it may be, money, job position, financial favor, gain politically of some kind. I can't get something I want unless I resort to a dishonest act, an illegal act in some cases, or something wrong or sinful without doing the bribe. And bribes work. You know, you probably know that in many cases in society or you personally, a bribe can do the job. It can get someone what they want, even though it's wrong to be part of a bribe. That's not what we want to do, but they do work. That's why God is like, okay, don't be involved in that. If you want something, come to me, and I'll decide if you should have it or not, not yourself. So let's look at some scripture, okay? Deuteronomy 16:19. You shall not distort justice. You shall not be partial. You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. How about Deuteronomy 10:17? The Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who does not show partiality, nor take a bribe. In chapter 27, verse 25 of Deuteronomy, it tells us that cursed is he who accepts a bribe to strike down an innocent person. Exodus 23:8, you shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of the just. And let's not forget about Judas and Delilah, who were famous for taking bribes and becoming traitors and were malicious. So again, my friend, as we drive around wherever we're going, what's your price? Do you have a price? Okay, will you sell out for something? Can God do that? Does God take a bribe? Can we deal with God? Can we offer him something? Can we bribe God to get our way? No way. No. Can't do it. No way. God doesn't take bribes. God's not for sale. You know, we all have our weak spots. Everyone does. It can be anything. It can be food, cars, job positions, political favor, being on a church board, money, jewelry, all kinds of things that people get involved in bribes for. And they really have disastrous consequences. Now, Proverbs 17:8, a bribe is a charm in the sight of its owner. Wherever he turns, he prospers. So that means they work. 17:23, still in Proverbs, a wicked man receives a bribe from the bosom to pervert the ways of justice. So now those who are involved in bribes are called wicked. So we need to be careful. And bribes are talked about in both the Old and New Testament. That's because they're powerful, and many times they work, even though they're wrong. Someone can say, well, if I get enough money, I'll say someone murdered somebody else, or I'll tell on someone even though it wasn't true. I'll pervert my testimony. And that really rips apart honesty and fair play. Okay? They normally accomplish what they're set out to do. That's why bribes work. And people from the beginning of time use them for everything imaginable. As I mentioned, hurt others, betray, kill, destroy, get money, all kinds of wicked motives. How about this? Advancing politically to try to gain respect from kings and presidents. That's just the beginning. There's a lot more here that we can cover besides just a half an hour. All right. So as I've said earlier, it's a sin to be in a bribe. You know, the book of Amos in the Old Testament, Amos 5:12, chapter 5, verse 12. I know your transgressions are many and your sins are great. You who distress the righteous and accept the bribes and turn aside the poor in the gate. Okay. And again, bribing doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of money. It can be in all kinds of things, and in life. It can be many things: families, offices, business, employment, political situations, church boards. It can be anything. So we have to be very careful not to tolerate or be part of a bribe in any way, because it's unacceptable to God. That's the economic principle right there. It's unacceptable to God. Okay, so no matter what happens, don't show partiality, favoritism, don't be involved in bribes, receiving, giving, or partaking in them. Okay, you will not be unscathed in your walk with God as a Christian if you do this. Now, how do we apply this? The first thing that we learn to apply these economic principles to our lives about bribery is basically this. We have to know in advance why we might be involved in a bribe. We have to check and recheck our hearts. We got to take inventory of our lives. If there's things missing, gaps, things we want, things that we long for, that could be the ground or the seed in the ground that makes us want to take a bribe. I mean, why would we want to take a bribe if we were already content, already fulfilled? And that's why we have to take inventory and find out what are our goals? Are our goals blocked? Are they met? Are we content? What's going on inside our heart? And the only way to find that out is to ask God to search and check our hearts and be close to God. It's very, very important we do this, okay? So suppose you're in a job and the prospects for promotion are bleak. And you think to yourself, if I knew the right people, I'd get ahead. Maybe it's not what I know or how qualified I am, but whom I know and how can I influence them? What can I give them, even if it's on the side or under the table, to get the position I want? Those are the kind of thought processes that really lead people to get involved in avenues they shouldn't, like being involved in a bribe. So we have to find out why would we even want to bribe or be involved in it? What are we missing that we think without God's help, it's the only way of getting something or being fulfilled? It's very, very important. Is this how we buy friendship? Is this how we buy job promotions? Is this how we get pastors or other church leaders to like us and therefore feel part of a crowd or a group? We've got to check our motives. Proverbs 16:2, all a man's motives are weighed by the Lord. We've got to have God check our motives. So it's very, very important we think clearly about this. You know, I've got a friend who the only way he can get customers for his business is he gives them cash under the table, rebates, kickbacks, all kinds of things that are not right in order to get the business that he otherwise wouldn't have. His competitors are basically better than him at what they sell and how they market their products. And so he's thinking he'll get an edge on his competition. So he gives some of his customers Laker tickets. He gives them cash. Sometimes he gives them jewels, all kinds of things that are not part of a level playing field. That's how he does his business. Okay. That's not what we want to do. Okay. We need to do things differently. We don't want to be part of that. So again, you know, I even know of a lady who says the only way she can get her husband to go to church is by bribing him. He doesn't really want to go to church with her, so she bribes him. She does things for him that she normally wouldn't do, or gives him things that she normally would not do in order to get him, bribe him, if you will, to go to church with her. And it's just crazy. These kinds of things aren't what God wants us to do in our walk. That's why Jesus Christ would say, do not do that. What would Jesus do? Well, he wouldn't be part of a bribe. So as we close, we need to remember that if we're missing something, we need to talk to God. If we have a hole in our heart, talk to God. Let's find out what we're really deeply longing for and missing, which could lead to us doing something wrong, illegal, dishonest, or sinful, all the above, in order to get what we don't have. And the fact that we're going around God to get it. Now, let me do the prayer of change, and then I'll just give you a closing thought, okay? Here's the prayer of change. Pray with me, or allow me to pray, and you can drive. Almighty God, this lesson on bribes is a very important one. Your word, Lord, is specific. I see how it applies in many ways of living, not just money, but in giving and receiving different kinds of ransoms and the like in all kinds of sections of my life. Lord, if I've done this before, being involved in a dark economy, I confess it as sin and I repent of it. Even if I don't recall all the time or realize it today, I repent of it. Help me to change, Lord, to not be involved in bribes. Give me wisdom to obey you. Show me my heart, Lord, my deep desires, my soul, my goals, everything in my heart, so I can find out why I might lean towards being involved in something like that. Lord, give me strength to love you and obey you, the power to resist temptations, and to follow you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, it's Tom Meglia. Time's up today. For a financial plan and consultation appointment, give me a call, 800-386-3700. That's 1-800-386-3700. The first meeting is free for a full financial discussion and planning session of your finances and your life, doing things God's way in his economy. Again, 800-386-3700. Thanks. God bless. Have a great week in the Lord.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. God.